Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
4 o'clock hour on the Wendy's Big Show, along with the former Packer and Badger running back, Gary Ellerson, and the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Anthony Mandel, other side of the glass. I'm Rami Makhlouf. Later this hour, about 4:35. Haha, Clinton Dix spoke at Packers minicamp today and revealed why he hasn't been at camp, and you're going to want to hear it. It's coming up at 4:35. Right now, we want to know, are you worried the Brewers' bullpen is running out of steam? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. And Sparky, I got to say, you were the one to bring this question to the table of whether or not the Brewers bullpen may be running out of steam.
The whole show, yeah. But I'm not a big fan of what's going on here. I brought this up last week as well. I'm a little bit concerned. Well, I'm getting to be a lot concerned about where we're going with this, because I just don't know if you can sustain this. Jennings was pitching a lot of innings. Guess what? Jennings has fallen off the table, right?
Yes.
Matt Elbers, he's not the same either. And now he's got, well, they're saying it's right shoulder, so whatever. So he's on the DL now after giving up all those runs last night. It conveniently happened the night after he gave up all those runs, but we'll move on. So he's now on the DL. Hader and Jeremy Jeffers are pitching a lot. Are they going to be able to sustain this level of success all year long, where you don't have to have these pitchers go more than 4.5, 5 innings, and you're going to go to that bullpen all year? I just think, I mean, to use something that I say in one of our commercials, I think you're playing with fire. I mean, I think
you're playing with fire.
I think that's what you're doing here. And what happens, Rami?
I was going to use that line on you with Junior Guerra, the first star of the show, too, and I forgot. I was going to say, you bring Junior Guerra out there for another inning.
Yep.
You might be playing with fire.
Yeah, and what happens if you play with fire?
You could get burned at any time. That's right.
And that's what I'm a little bit concerned about right now. I mean, they don't really have that guy. Junior Guerra is the closest thing they have to that guy right now that can give you 6 or 7 innings consistently when he goes out there and pitches. Chase Anderson, he hadn't been that guy this year like he was last year. He just hasn't been. He's not that he's bad, but he hasn't been that guy. You don't know what you're going to get on a night-in, night-out basis. And with him, you really have to escape the first inning to see really what he can do, because that seems to be an issue with him going forward. The rest of the rotation has been hurt. I'm very concerned about this. I really am, because let's face facts. If this bullpen comes back down to earth and they're middle-of-the-pack bullpen to go with what they've got for a starting rotation, they're dead. It's just that they're dead meat. You can forget everything, because they'll go into a tailspin quicker than you know what if you have that bullpen just fall off a little bit at this point. They have to be rock stars, because if they're not rock stars, they're going to be in trouble. Plain and simple. Like you said before about the offense being the issue of why they didn't win last night, that's going to be a problem. Now, the one saving grace you have is with this Brewers team is they play so well against the rest of baseball outside of their division that they're able to stack games and win games. It's the division games that tend to be a problem, and specifically the Cubs.
I'm surprised by you right now.
Why? You're always surprised by me lately.
It's weird. I've known you for 15 years, yet you can still surprise me. I think that's the sign of a healthy relationship.
Yeah, but keep it fresh.
Yes, absolutely. Keep things fresh and new. First of all, you've been, maybe next to Tim Allen, the most confident Brewers fan that I've talked to on a consistent basis doing what I do for a living. You have not faltered in your confidence with this team, not one inch, since this season has started.
Nope.
And every time there's a misstep or a step back and I have a question,
I get angry
about a certain facet of the Brewers that may be struggling for a very short period of time, you'll look at me with that furrowed brow and that vein popping out of the side of your head, and you'll say, yeah, because they couldn't hit the ball for 2 games. Now everybody's supposed to panic. Now everybody's supposed to be worried about the Brewers and their offense because they couldn't score a run for 2 games. It's one game, dude. It's one game.
No, I'm not.
You're jumping off the bridge already?
It's not just one game. And I started thinking this over the weekend when they were playing the Phillies, when Jennings came in and gave up what he did. And you go back and look at his numbers. He was a rock star like these other two dudes were, right? In April, he was one of those guys. You go back and look at the last, I don't know, 10 starts or 10 appearances or so.
I think it's like his last 12 or 13.
Right. Hadn't been good at all.
And he's given up runs in, I think, 10 of them.
And that was one of your guys you were relying on in the back end of that bullpen. He was one of those guys. But, oh, maybe he'll be the closer with Corey Knebel out. Maybe he'll be that guy. He's falling off. Matt Albers, that was one of my guys earlier. I think he'll be the closer. He's gone. So now he's to the DL, but he hasn't pitched well either lately. So he's gone. I'm sorry, guys. If you look at this bullpen right now, Hader, okay. Jeremy Jeffers, fine. And Knebel, some are with, some are against. What else? Who else are you rolling with at this point in this bullpen that you feel every time out he goes out there, we're good. This we're going to get through an inning. We have that guy? Who's that guy for you outside of those three?
Nobody.
That's it.
And at the beginning of the year, you could name like five guys that you weren't worried about. Five or six maybe in that bullpen. You're like, oh, we're going to get out. When Jennings came in April, you didn't even worry about it. All right, he'll get out of this mess. We'll be fine. Not going to worry about Jennings. He's going to be the man. Well, hadn't worked out. It's not just today. It came up with me over the weekend with this Jennings thing, and then I started looking at everybody else. I'm going, hey, y'all, we better start looking at the rest of this bullpen here because this isn't as great as it was for the first 2 months.
Dan Jennings' ERA reached a season low 1.93 back on May 24th. It's up to 3.38.
What is he in his last, I don't know, seven games or 15
games? He's given up runs in five of his last seven appearances. He's given up an earned run.
Again. So that was one of your rock stars. So I don't think I'm overreacting, but I've had issues with this rotation to begin with because they've been hurt all year long and they're not giving you long performances. And I've always been met with, you know, like Adam McKelvey and those guys of, well, they don't really worry about that. Their bullpen's so good. They just got to get through five and they're fine. But it's going to catch up to them if their bullpen doesn't get fixed again. And what they were doing in April and May doesn't appear to be sustainable. That's a concern if you can't get better starting pitching and if your manager doesn't trust your starting pitcher to go longer than 72 pitches.
Speaking of rock stars, that's all they employ over at Gary's good friends, Hyundai West Dallas and Hyundai Greenfield.
Two great locations.
Yes, sir.
Hyundai Greenfield, Hyundai West Dallas. Two great locations. Two amazing staffs. When you walk in the door to Hyundai West Dallas, you're going to ask for my good friend Dan Richards, former Marine. When you walk in the store at Hyundai Greenfield, you answer my good friend John Scudder.
Scoot!
Who's also...
It doesn't sound as good as Scoot. Can we just go back to calling him John Scooter, even though that's not really his name?
Scooter Scudder.
Scoot!
That's much better.
Who was also a former Marine. I don't know if I want to mess around with these two guys by not pronouncing their
name. You know what?
Right.
Whatever he wants to be called. Yeah. You just let me know, John.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. That goes for any Marine. Whatever you want me to call you.
I'm good.
Just let me know.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yes, sir.
Here's what you got to do, folks, when you go to the Hyundai dealerships. Walk in the door, mention my name, Gary Ellison, mention anyone from the Big Show, and you're going to get the best deal possible on any car inside the showroom floor or outside in the parking lot. Really, rock bottom price. But in order to get that price, you got to mention my name. You got to mention the Big Show. And you got to talk to Dan Rich. You got to talk to John Scudder. Hyundai Greenfield and Hyundai West Dallas, two great locations, two amazing staffs.
Are you worried that the Brewers' bullpen is running out of steam like Sparky is? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Sparky, you're not totally overreacting, but maybe just a little bit. And I'm going to try and make you feel a little bit better when the Wendy's Big Show returns, and we'll hear from you right after this. Tribute Tuesday with Fleetwood Mac here on the Wendy's Big Show. Paying our respects to original guitarist of Fleetwood Mac, Danny Kirwan, passed away last week at the age of 68. Asking you right now, are you worried, like my buddy Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, that this Brewers bullpen is running out of steam? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057-FM-THE-FAN. Registration is now open for the 12th annual Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries 1057-FM-THE-FAN charity golf outing. Golfer registration in the 12th annual Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries charity golf outing to benefit Give Kids the World is open. Like I said, just go to getmyperks.com/Milwaukee and sign up there. And we'll have a 10 a.m. shotgun start on August 14th. Golf registration includes charitable donation, golf cart, green fees, and driving range. Foursome celebrity pairing with fan hosts, sports media, coaches, and former players. Like I said, 10 a.m. shotgun start. Breakfast catered by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Lunch and on-course Meetapalooza catered by my guys over at Robert's Specialty Meats. Dinner provided by the River Club of Mequon. Complimentary non-alcoholic drinks at the hospitality stations. One drink ticket per paid golfer. And opportunities to play in a variety of unique on-course contests. Cash and prizes in on-course raffles as well. And a 105.7 FM The Fan golf t-shirt. You get all that. Just go to getmyperks.com and register right now for the 12th annual Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries fan charity golf outing to benefit Give Kids the World. August 14th, GE.
Okay.
Are you in golfing shape yet? With that knee? Because I wrenched my back doing some lawn work a few weeks, and we might be down a few fan hosts here.
Well, we just had, if you and I don't recover quickly. We just had our Lombardi golf tournament, and Brock hit all my balls there.
So. Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool if you did that. Yeah. I'd prefer you be able to golf.
Yeah.
For your own mental well-being.
I gotta do something about this knee, man. That's a sore subject with me.
The last 2 years, Sparky and I have flip-flopped and switched. You never golfed in it. You used to get like the pies to the face, right?
I golfed in it once and never wanted to do it again.
And I would be on the air while you were getting pies to the face.
And now I do the radio. And the reason I didn't like golfing in it the one time that I did it after never having done it is because when I got the pies in the face for all those years, I got to literally see every foursome or fivesome, however many people there were, come through on my hole. So I literally got to talk to everybody. When you play with a group as a celebrity, you don't get to see hardly anybody. I mean, you get to see the people in front of you, the people behind you, and then that's it.
Yeah, you get to know the guys in your group or girls.
Then you get, but I can get to know all those people. Like, when I'm on a hole doing the pie thing, I got to know the same foursomes every year that come through. Hey, Spark, what's going on, man? And we talk about whatever is going on and so forth. The one time I didn't like it. So this way, at least, sitting over there where we sit doing the radio show, I still have a chance to interact with people as they come around the turn or whatever else. People come over, fist bump me, whatever as they're going through. So I like that aspect of it.
I really enjoyed my foursome last year. I've golfed twice in my life.
Right.
Last year's golf outing.
This year's golf outing.
And the previous year's golf outing. Right. Those are the only two times in my life that I've ever golfed. And I got the sense last year when I told my foursome that, like upon you know, getting on the carts and getting to our first hole that we were going to golf, that they were a little bit irritated. They were like, man, really? This is the second time in your life that you've ever golfed. We're going to have to carry your ass up and down this course. But as the day went, they sort of
loosened up.
I think they warmed up to me. Obviously, the drinks were flowing a little bit.
They were drinking.
And it turned into like a team effort of making me a decent golfer. Like, everybody giving me tips. Whenever I'd do something that was even somewhat good, everybody would clap and cheer and was real impressed. And we all took joy and celebrated in the fact that I became a slightly better golfer that day. After I was pretty sure they wanted nothing to do with me to start the day.
Because some of these teams do get celebrity golfers that are good. Like
Leroy. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That do know how to play and play a lot. Mm-hmm. So that obviously helps them. So then when they get a celebrity that says, yeah, I've only played once prior to this, they're like, so we're not winning. Okay. Right. Yeah. So we're not going to win. So let's just get drunk and see how much fun we can have with Rami. Yeah.
So I want to thank
those
guys.
Those that had Mike Wickett in years past knew they weren't winning as soon as he walked up.
Mike won every year damn near.
Yeah, but he was golfing with unbelievably great golf.
Correct. If you're trying to win, just pray, cross your fingers that you're not on my team.
If you need help, you want Leroy. Yeah.
Although we didn't finish in last. The previous year, I finished in last. Last year, we did not. We were like middle of the pack,
I think. Tom Pippins hit it pretty good, too.
Tom Pippins can swing.
That's another one, yeah.
Yes, he can.
Yep. Yeah.
We've got a lot of people out there. That
are you worried that this Brewers bullpen is running out of steam like Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Let's start with the numbers, okay? Let's start there. And the Brewers
What's your number say?
They
they're not using their bullpen more than anybody else in the league. The bad news is the five teams that are ahead of them in terms of more innings pitched by their bullpen are not good baseball teams. Four teams, I should say. The Reds, the Dodgers, the Padres, and the Marlins. And I'm guessing they've gone to their bullpen because their starting pitching
sucks.
Is getting rocked.
Yep.
Whereas Craig Counsell is going to his starting or is
by
going
choice.
To his bullpen by choice
most of the time
when he feels like they give him the best chance to win a baseball game. Now, there are some pretty good teams that are in the same neighborhood as the Brewers in terms of innings pitched by their bullpen. Brewers sitting at 246.2. The Cubs right there at 237.2. The Braves right there at 232.2. The Colorado Rockies have pitched their bullpen 222 innings. These are all teams that are either in the playoffs if the season ended today or are in contention for a playoff spot if the season ended today. I think this is a trend in baseball where you're going to see bullpens get used more than we've seen in the past. The Brewers are ahead of that curve just a little bit, and I think they're probably using their bullpen more than they'd like to, but because of the starting rotation being what it's been, because the offense struggled so badly earlier in the season and you were in so many close games that Craig Counsell felt that he had to go to those guys more often. You hope that the offense, and it has already started to, wake up and gives you some more comfortable leads for your starting pitchers or for the relievers that are not Josh Hader and Jeremy Jeffers and Corey Knebel. The guys who are less important to you can eat up some innings when you have a sizable, comfortable lead and take some of the pressure and some of the innings off those guys' hands. So I don't think it's panic time. I don't think that the Brewers bullpen is at or anywhere near a crisis. But if you expected them to be that good all season long, you were kidding yourself.
I think a lot of people looked at that bullpen and thought they could be top three or top five all year long. I think that was a belief that
they
that,
can be.
That could be.
But well, they were no. historic.
I just don't know if they can handle this workload all year. That's my thing. And like I said, when you continue to go get guys at 70 pitches and go, okay, we're going to our bullpen for the last four innings. Yeah, that to me, I'm going to shake my head. And you know, in the beginning, okay, this is cute. It's working great. But now you have to start looking at it a little bit differently here. And I think if you're David Stearns, you have to go get pitching. You just do. I just don't know how much longer you can wait with what you have before you go get a starting pitcher or two that can get you six innings consistently on this team.
As far as ERA goes, the Brewers, the D-backs, and the Cubs have been swapping spots 1, 2, and 3 in the National League throughout the year, and that's still the case. Arizona at a 2.53, Milwaukee at a 2.70, the Cubs at 2.73, and then it's a big drop relative to what I just read there. The San Diego Padres have the fourth best ERA for a bullpen in the National League. It's a full half run more than the Chicago Cubs at 3.22. So I do still think that the Brewers bullpen will remain one of the best, probably in the top three, throughout the entire season, because Josh Hader, Jeremy Jeffers, and Corey Knebel are as good a back end of the bullpen as there is in baseball. But those other guys,
but
Gary?
Steve, a word about them. Are they going to wear out? Is that your
yep.
thought, Steve?
Correct.
So they won't
it's
be able to maintain that. So numbers you're saying, but Steve is saying long haul,
you
they won't
September.
Be able to maintain.
Yeah, you would just
have yeah, but I'm telling you that the numbers
are good now.
As, no,
but
as far as innings, as far as
on pace for 90 innings, I want
to
say.
Not even the ERA. As far as innings pitched, their numbers aren't so off the charts compared to other teams that are contending right now. Bullpens are just getting used more. And Josh Hader.
Because of the new way of everything.
Right. Josh Hader.
So they'll be in the same boat with everybody.
They'll be in the same boat with the Cubs, like I said, the Rockies are a team that's been using their bullpen quite a bit. There are plenty of teams in the National League that are contending right now who are using their bullpen close to as much as the Brewers. Not as much, but close to as much as the Brewers. And I expect Hader, Jeffers, and Knebel, Gary, to stay as good a back end of the bullpen as there is in baseball, despite the heavy workload that they're carrying. But it's the other guys who I have been expecting a drop-off from, the Dan Jennings, the Matt Albers of the world. And again, if you were expecting those guys to keep doing what they were doing to start the season and the bullpen as a whole to keep doing what they've been doing to start the season, you were kidding yourself. Other parts of this team are going to have to step up because that part of the team will take a step back. You should expect it.
Like I said before, I think they need, if they can get a true frontline pitcher is what they need. They need a guy that Craig Counsell can go to that can get you 7 or 8. And then he just, for one game, he just doesn't have to worry about it. And that alleviates some of the pressure that you may have on your bullpen. And just right yet, I don't think he trusts anyone, or maybe there's no one there that can do it yet, according to Craig Counsell. I think if that were to happen, I think that would ease some of the fears that Steve may have.
You know, it's funny, we're talking about this, and I just saw a Chicago sports station.
What did it say?
Promote an interview that they did with John Lester.
Yeah.
And one of the topics that was asked to John Lester was, should Joe Maddon stick with his starters longer than he is?
And what did Lester say?
Well, I don't know, but that's a tease. Meaning they're having the same conversation in Chicago about their team and not letting starters go longer.
Knowing John Lester, his answer was yes.
Yeah.
Because
he wants to pitch.
That's a guy who's prided himself on going 200 innings every year that he's been in the major leagues. And I was reading an article in the Tribune as the season was starting saying that the Cubs had to sit him down and explain that because of A, the way that the game is going, but B, the stage of his career that he's at and his age, we're not letting you go 200 innings, dude. Right. That's not happening.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think if you look at football, I mean, they've already ahead of the curve, you know, that way as far as what more has been practiced than anything else. Baseball, you really don't get much practice, but of just not working your older guys, your veterans. And I think, you know, that stuff came into play. Well, Bill Walsh really brought that into the NFL, and I think if you look at the Packers right now, they've kind of gone crazy with it. But the older veterans, a lot of guys just don't do much work. I know Jordy Nelson, I think he had said, I think one of Jordy Nelson's biggest fears was going to Oakland and that he may get overworked by Gruden. Because Gruden likes to have a hard, grinded-out practice. That's the only way he thinks that he can get stuff done. And I heard Jordy comment. He goes, well, hopefully Gruden knows that I'm an older veteran and he just doesn't wear me out in practice. Well, it's tough for a lot of guys like Lester, old-school guys, to get down with a new way of thinking, a new way of doing. They've got to have some results first in order for them to buy in. But from the Brewers' standpoint, They need a guy that they can turn to and go to, and they just don't have one yet. Because I think if they had one, don't you think Craig would do it?
Maybe a little bit more often.
A little bit more trust.
Maybe a little bit more often, yeah. But I think that this is
a new wave.
This is Craig Counsell's managing style.
Yeah, but if you got one, because not everybody, but if you have one,
yeah,
you're more apt to do it.
I would agree. No doubt about it.
But I think if you look around Major League Baseball, not everybody has a number one guy. Has an ace, has that guy.
Like I've said before, there maybe, it depends where you want to draw the line,
10?
On what an actual ace is, there's maybe 10 in the league right now. 10? Tops. Yeah, so those are...
Ricky's not one of your 10, then.
Not anymore, no. I don't think so. He's still pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
But he's not an ace.
Okay.
You're an ace of sandwich making, GE.
Oh, man.
Thanks to Dietz and Watson, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, as many of you know, we got a little rivalry going on here in town. And because it's Tuesday, the day after the big baseball game, our hometown boys against the Chicago team that we can't name. Well, me and my boys watched it last night, and you know how it went down. Even though number 8 was off the wall amazing, yuck, 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 it doesn't quite go. It didn't quite go as we'd hoped. But you know what made it easier to swallow, folks? I had great food for my sports family served up from Dietz and Watson. We had a little Applewood smoked ham, maple honey ham, and my favorite, the oven roasted turkey.
That's my favorite too.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Couple slices of yellow cheddar, and those sandwiches made me realize it's the moment with friends and good food that count. Not really that game. But I am still no Chicago fan. Serve up some Dietz and Watson next time you watch the big game. Perfect for my family. Perfect for your family. That's why Dietz and Watson says it's a family thing. So keep your family, so keep your sports family fed this summer. Stop by your local Metro Market deli counter and ask for Dietz and Watson by name. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
If you've been wondering where HaHa Clinton Dix has been during voluntary off-season workouts, no need to wonder any longer. He'll tell you why right after this on the Wendy's Big Show. We'll be right back. Fleetwood Mac for a Tribute Tuesday here on the Wendy's Big Show. Paying tribute to Danny Kirwan, original guitarist of Fleetwood Mac. He passed away at the age of 68 last week. Coming up at 5, we'll reset the big topics discussed on today's big show. Give you the final say on them with Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane. Packers up in Green Bay reported yesterday for their first mandatory minicamp of the offseason. Haha, Clinton Dix has chosen to not attend the optional training camps or mini camps that they've had throughout this offseason. First appearance he's made at a Packers offseason function as he opted to skip the voluntary workouts that they had throughout the rest of the offseason. And you found out now why. And it's really twofold the reasons why. One, his godmother passing away of a heart attack at his commencement graduation ceremony from the University of Alabama. And on top of that, Gary, it sounded like he was saying, I didn't have a contract. I didn't have any contractual obligation to be here in the off season. And on top of that, it was a time where my family sort of needed me and I needed my family after a tough loss. So I did what I was fully allowed to do, which was not come because I wasn't contractually obligated to come. Is that what you took out of it? I mean,
yeah,
you basically laid it out.
Which is okay.
Right.
I mean, I think if you just stick with the family side of it, to me, that had to be would be devastating if whatever happened to me. But I'm graduating. My grandmother passed away, has a heart attack at my graduation. I mean, how tough is that? And so, I mean, I get down with that. So you need to go take care of your family. Even if he had contractual business to be here, I think he still would have chose to be at or with his family.
Well, one of the quotes that's not in there, and again, because there are so many people all gathering around these guys in these media sessions, you know, you walk in at one point with your recorder and then you walk out. This quote here, Clemens didn't get. Wasn't there for this part of it. Ha, Clinton Dix, quote, this is from Michael Cohen, I don't have a signing bonus to be here, so that definitely played a big role in me not being here. Honestly, along with my godmother not making it, it's kind of like I can just stay home with my family and enjoy my family time.
So is it godmother or grandmother?
I don't know. This says godmother, according to the quote
here. Yeah, I heard godmother,
yeah.
Too.
Okay. When the season kicks off, it's just me up here, meaning Wisconsin. That's life. Goes on from time to time. But this year, I'm excited not to have that bonus in there, though, honestly, because I would have definitely been here for my money. So that, to me, reading that quote from Michael Cohen from Hocklin Dix tells me he wasn't here because he wasn't getting paid to be here, so he wasn't coming. That's exactly what he said. Because if he would have had it, he said he definitely would have been here for my money, end quote.
Well, yeah, if he had a contractual obligation to be
paid,
here.
If he had a bonus in there, he would have been here.
Yeah.
So
he would have lived up to his obligation. But given the circumstances that he was in.
Don't have money, I'm not coming.
No, given the circumstance that he was in and the fact that he wasn't contractually obligated to be here, he thought it was probably better for him to stay home.
You know, the Green Bay Packers, and I kind of know how they operate, would have given him the money even had he not came. To that, if his godmother passed away and he told them that, they would have said okay, because they've had guys who have not come and they were okay with it. So I think that to me supersedes all the kind of stuff that
McCarthy gave 16 veterans up, just told them to go home. You don't have to be here for this mini camp. This one here, we're good, you're great, we don't need you here, we'll just talk to you at training camp. Okay.
So you know what that gives them an opportunity to do, right?
Yeah, work with the young guys.
Yeah, because this team is so young and it's always going to be that way. Now you can give more individual attention to the second line players
and these coaches,
to some of those other guys.
Right, these coaches talking today, praising the rookie wide receivers. Praising the rookie wide receivers. Get a lot of love from the coaches.
And that's what this time, you know, let those guys do. When those older veterans go away, as a younger guy, you've got to get in. You've got to get all the reps you can get, eat them up, soak them up, and just get the – and then you can get on the radar. And then you're ready to go when training camp starts in July. So that's what that's about. That's why you let those – twofold, the veterans don't need it. Second, this team is always young. I can get to coach up some of these young guys. Otherwise, we wouldn't get a chance to do it.
I'm totally fine with it. I don't know about you guys. I almost never have a problem with a guy holding out, if you want to call it that, to get his money, but especially under these circumstances.
It's all good,
right,
man.
Especially under these circumstances, I don't see how anybody could take issue with that. We got a couple tweets while the press conference was playing along these lines. This is from Cody. He says, so the Jabba reporters press haha. He finally tells them about his aunt, and they still ask the contract question. They just could not let it go, that it wasn't a holdout. They couldn't handle it, that it wasn't the answer they wanted. What a joke. Good old KS says, those reporters pressing haha in his absence and then giggling while they are insinuating that it was contract related are absolutely despicable. I didn't hear that. Did you guys?
First, yes.
You did? You heard him giggling? I didn't hear giggling.
Play it back.
Who giggling?
Play it back.
The reporters?
At what point?
Right in the beginning when they asked it. He said it was personal reasons is what he said.
And the guys giggled.
They giggled, and then they asked, well, does his personal reasons have anything to do with not being a contract?
Oh, okay.
That part.
Okay. I thought they were talking
about
near the end.
They weren't giggling when he said what happened.
Okay.
But they were giggling in the beginning when asking personal reasons. And HaHa wasn't giving it up.
Right.
And then he finally did.
I didn't think the line of questioning was out of hand at all. I mean, that's something that we're all wondering.
Well, damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Right.
Because they always say that the media here is very soft and we don't push for stuff. And then when they do push for stuff,
despicable.
It's despicable. Now, if there's laughing going on behind it, because those guys probably assumed that it was about his contract because he is in a contract year. And so that's probably not right. And that's probably not good. But asking a question, you have to press and push a question if you can.
We're going to turn the attention back to the Brewers, among some other things, and Great Lakes Dragway pick a lane in just a few minutes here. And that big baseball series with Chicago going on this week at Miller Park. And if you're tailgating before the game or watching from home, make sure the food you're serving up on your grill is from Robert's Specialty Meats. Even Cubs fans will salivate, I can personally attest to that, when they pick up the aroma of Robert's ribs on a stick, boneless pork ribs marinated in a tangy barbecue sauce, and how tender are they, everybody?
As a mother's love.
Or the equally popular marinated chicken skewers and barbecue, garlic parmesan, or Door County cherry flavors, all easy to heat up in just minutes. That's what will be hitting my grill tonight, right around 7:15. And since the brats are a Wisconsin staple, you'll find over 30 types of original sausages and brats from mild to hot at Roberts, including the Al Capone Italian sausage, just bursting with zesty flavor. I made some meatballs last weekend with some Al Capone sausages in there, and oh my God, because little chunks of salami in it, little chunks of pepperoni, little chunks of mozzarella, and all that was just in the meatball, and wow, it was amazing. Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and to reserve your order, and when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their cherry wood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the perfect snack treats, and check them out online at robertsspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more info and money-saving coupons. And for the best in meats, shop Roberts Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher. Quick break, and then we'll reset the big topics discussed on today's big show. Give you the final say on them. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.